Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Enemy of My Enemy is My Trench. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis. He is the Christy Yamaguchi main of nightly show titles.
Oh, really?
He's been killing it.
Really?
As far as I'm concerned.
Well, you typically
Miles,
know how they're named.
As far as I'm concerned.
as far as
where I'm sitting.
Johnny's putting
Johnny
the flag.
Johnny Davis is planting the flag.
Wow.
Crushing it.
Johnny, tell everybody at work that you were shouted out by a second-rate podcast.
Miles.
Yeah.
Let's tell the people what's trending.
Yeah.
Harvard is trending.
Oh, good.
I'm surprised. I think they refer to it as, I go to school in Boston.
Yeah, a little school in Cambridge.
But they are trending because they're closing dorms on Monday. Everyone's going to be out in the street or, you know, flying back home. But people are pointing out that they are not giving them much notice. They were told today that they were going to close the dorms on Monday, so you have less than a week to buy plane tickets.
Wait, they're saying we're evicting your ass on Monday?
Yeah, on Monday.
Where the fuck are people supposed to go?
Yeah, I think they probably didn't think about that because all the people, president of Harvard hangs out. The president of Harvard, Lawrence Bacow.
Ah.
What? It's wild that they have multiple Lawrences in a row as the president of Harvard. I think like Larry Sumner or Summers or some shit.
Huh.
Anyways.
I mean, also, like, I get that, like, most people are legacy admissions anyway, so, like, you probably have a home to go to. But then there are plenty of people who were there on scholarships like, what the fuck do you want me to do?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
This is where I live.
Yeah, and it's all also, you know, they're assuming they'll just take classes from home going forward, but some students might not have broadband. It's just very presumptive by Harvard's president.
Is it evil of me to sort of be jealous of kids who are in school right now?
Yeah.
That, like,
no.
They get to fuck around?
No.
Like, I get it. It's not. They're doing this to be careful, and, like, the stakes are real for people who are immunocompromised or have certain health complications.
Yeah.
But the shitty teenager that still lives within me is like, bro, if this shit was happening when I was in high school, RIP my entire grades.
The purest joy I ever felt in my life were Christmas mornings and snow days.
Never had just a snow days or Christmas.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, my God, Miles.
Sorry.
Never had
Yeah.
Yeah, no, snow days are the best when you find out school's canceled.
The closest, in Southern California, the schools, I remember, closed twice. One was there was a wild, like before the big El Nino in the late 90s, there's an early 90s El Nino that completely just flooded my school.
Oh, wow.
And we were, like, I think we lost about 4 days of, it wasn't even a full school week. Because, like, they got, it would happen over the weekend, and then they're just drying everything. All the classrooms smell like shit.
Yes.
Afterward, just all mildew.
Worth it.
Then, after the 94 Northridge earthquake, we shut, like, there was no power. So that wasn't really, like, the school, just, like, the city was fucked
right.
up.
The whole city was
but
fucked.
I've never had any kind of inclement weather shut down or anything like that. But part of me is, like, when I had those, I'm like, ooh, I'm about to play the shit out of Donkey Kong Country or some shit.
Right, yeah. Anyways, I do like somebody was tweeting the other day that like they just got everybody was studying for midterms in the library. The email came through from the head of their university being like, we're going to have to push midterms. And like 20 kids just like slammed their laptops closed at the same time and walked the fuck out.
Ugh. That stress relief of like hearing when a test is postponed.
Oh man.
I don't think I'll actually experience anything like that in my life anymore because I'm completely out of academia.
There's nothing pure like that anymore.
There is something about all that stress because I was a last minute everything person in college. That's when I could motivate myself. To hear that, I would have been like, oh, God is real.
Yeah. So the thing you learn as you get older is it's never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems.
Tell
and
me,
that's
brother.
Good. That's good for some things, right? It's never like as catastrophic as you think it is. Just like, you know, you can have patience and know that everything's going to blow over. But it also means you never hit those high highs because they're always tempered by the fact that even the snow day is going to be, I'm going to feel anxiety about tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, AR-14 is trending. This is a Biden gaffe.
It's the prequel to AR-15?
Yeah. So he like got into an argument with a dude on the floor of a Michigan plant of some sort, I believe.
Like factory?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's wearing hard hats, and he goes on to correct it and says AR-15. It's also not as heated as I thought or as people were talking about it on Twitter, but it's, you know.
More heated because people were, like, disagreeing with each other?
Yeah, disagreeing, and also I think people are just motivated to, you know, like Biden has said some absolutely absurd things. And there was that thing a few weeks ago where he like flipped out on that one voter and like yelled at him. This is not that, but I think because it's the day of the election, people are, inclined to see it as a huge gaffe.
I think the only reason why it's heated is because he just said, you're full of shit.
Yeah,
when the guy accused him of trying
true.
To take your guns because you're full of shit.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
which
I don't know.
I don't.
This is who they want?
Yeah, apparently.
I'm like doing this sideshow Bob when he stands on those rakes.
Yeah. Well, speaking of this is who they want, hashtag DemExit is also trending.
Oh, boy.
Sanders followers, progressives are saying they'll leave the Democratic Party if Sanders loses. I don't know. Like, I do not begrudge anybody who's feeling that way at the moment after, you know, things seemingly just went in a hard right direction after, Sanders and the progressives had all the momentum. I say give them a little bit of time. Also, let's see how Big Tuesday goes. That's what we're calling a Super Tuesday. But let's see.
I think, you know, honestly, if you actually give a fuck about where things are going, I think it's completely reckless to say you'd sit this election out because
I agree.
I understand, right? If you're saying we need real systemic change and we can't wait, but if the alternative is to go with someone who is telling you out of their mouth, I will cut Social Security, Medicaid, I don't give a fuck,
right.
All the money, I will redistribute all this wealth to the top. I mean, that's a fucking way worse scenario than having, you know, old Joe 30330 up there. But yeah, I think, you know, and I was saying this even as the primaries are rolling on, this this has shown us that the Democratic Party, as we know it, is probably over.
Right.
There are the progressive wing has really began to sort of identify itself. I'm not sure, like, if you even support Elizabeth Warren, you could look at Joe Biden's policies and say, yeah, that's the direction I wanted to go in.
Right.
Because I think most progressives know, like, the time is really over for incremental change. There are too many people who are left behind that I think Jesse Jackson was saying, like, we don't need moderate solutions. We need something really remarkable to begin to even the scales here. But yeah, I think, you know, looking at the Democratic Party, you go, okay, well, how seriously are you taking things? Because if climate change is real, why do you have somebody there whose climate change plan is really not that great and whose record on like renewables is awful? But
right. But I would.
Them's the rules.
Yeah. And I would let progressives say whatever progressives want to say about what they're going to do until the primary's over. Like, give them some time. I think people are heated right now.
Well, everyone's so stressed the fuck out.
Yeah. Everyone's,
just the idea that it's like you have a group of people who just want the primary to be fucking over. Yeah. They're waiting to exhale, so to speak, and just went all in on Biden. Like, fine. Is that a fucking fuck it? Oh, let's be over.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. And then you have other people like, man, we have so many fucking problems here. Like, we can't just be like, fuck it right now.
Yeah. I will definitely lose my patience for people who are saying they're going to sit it out, like, after, if it comes to that.
I mean, there's people in every part, like, every supporter group.
Yeah.
There are people who supported Kamala Harris said, I'll never vote for Bernie Sanders. Warren people said, I'll never vote for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, of course.
It gets very tribal during primary season because we put a lot of emotional weight onto these candidates.
Yeah.
And when someone says a bad thing about them or they pull out and like there's any kind of news stories, we tend to take it personally because part of the magic of even getting involved in politics is really believing that your candidate is going to make things better.
Yeah.
And so when you have competing perceptions of it, it's like having a hot take on the Beatles.
Yeah. I think the progressive people who are frustrated, I'm willing to have more patience with them than people who are any other thing, who are like, I don't know.
Moderate?
Yeah, moderate people or right-wing people, obviously, because that's just like saying hateful shit that I don't think you should ever be saying that you want people to be oppressed or discriminated against. Whereas like progressive people, I have more patience for them being frustrated and lashing out because the thing that they're frustrated about is that people who are, you know, who don't have a lot are not going to be taken care of.
Yeah, that we're trying to protect the vulnerable at all costs rather than when convenient, which I think those are the differences.
Right.
I think that's why people are getting upset because you have people who are liberal who do have like a bit of a kumbaya, like, of course I want all people to like be equal. And then you have like really passionate progressives on the other side who are like, yeah, okay, if that's the case, then we need to do this shit right fucking now. We don't have time to let people consider whether or not they can afford medical care or if they're protected because of how they identify, gender, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So,
Well, finally, I mean, the thing that I've been waiting to talk about, COD Battle Royale.
Yeah, big fish guy.
Yeah, man. The the cod are really running this year off of off the Cape. And you gotta watch out because them versus the Blues. The Blues are running. The
what
cod's
the blues?
Running. Bluefish.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Is that Fisher Talk?
Yeah, Fisher Talk.
Is that what you guys say out in
Fisher
Jersey?
Talk. And then you got the sea bass.
Oh yeah. Oh
man, those are killers.
Love sea bass, Chilean sea bass.
I don't know why I have a Midwestern accent when I'm talking about fish off the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, Call of Duty, Battle Royale.
Warzone, technically,
is
yeah.
It?
So
is it?
It's like, basically it's Fortnite, okay? You and the homies drop in onto a map, it shrinks, you fight each other to the death, that's it.
Tight.
It's Fortnite, but skinned as Call of Duty.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's, and they're chasing a dragon that is tough, you know? It's like Fortnite was really, had everybody been like, wow.
Right.
How do we get us one of those?
We can do that.
Similar with this like White Claw thing.
Right.
White Claw did it and everybody's like, well, what's our White Claw?
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's, people like the franchise, so I think it'll probably do well. I'm going to try it. And also, Zeitgang, I welcome you to carry me through these games, please.
Oh, you're going to try?
Oh, yeah.
COD?
I like Battle Royale? I'll always play the CODs when they come out, because I've always liked them. You know, back when I was longing to have a PC so I could, like, live out my World War II, like, history, porn, fantasy.
Right, so Call of Duty was that, like, World War II game, right?
Yeah, initially. Yeah. And then it sort of evolved over time.
So now it's going to be, like, so it's, like, ultra-realistic soldiers, more realistic, like, battles, but then in this framework that is
the modern warfare. Yeah, it's different than like advanced, like the other shit where it was like, yo, you want to fly and shoot shit you've never seen before. Right. Different. They want to keep it slightly grounded. But the interesting thing though too is you can play it across platforms. So before it's like, well, what you got, PS4?
Right.
Okay, then we can play together. Now you can play across PC, PS4, Xbox One. I think
Switch?
There's some different things happening on Xbox One. Definitely not Switch.
Switch,
I know you're,
bro?
You're, here we go. It's time for Switch Bro O'Brien.
Switch Bro?
Switch Bro O'Brien.
What about the Switch? yeah.
Good old Switch.
Good old Switch.
We got to get you one of those.
Yeah.
Start walking the walk.
Yeah, just walking around, walking through the city, playing my Switch.
You probably liked it. I'm sure your kids, you could do the little quick draw game or the samurai catch the blade game. Fun for the whole family.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm sure it is. Cool. Well, is that what's trending? That's what's trending?
Right now, yeah.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
That's what's up this Tuesday afternoon. We hope you guys are keeping your hands clean, keeping your noses and mouths clean. You're supposed to wash your hands every 5 minutes or 15 minutes at a time. So I don't know how it works necessarily, but keep at it and stay safe. And we'll be back tomorrow with more podcasts. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.